morning. You're doing your Chewy impersonation.
No, it's a raptor. It's not Chewy.
It's Chewy. You got to work on that one.
That's pretty good.
I'll work on that one. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. And it is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. What never stopped being cool? All right, no matter what, it's just, it's still cool. It'll always be cool.
The Mine. Other side of the pillow.
Oh, Jesus. Not exactly what I meant, but I... Moron. It's just cool. It always is. It always is. I was going to say, for me, is a just a bitchin' home stereo system. All right? And I don't know what it is. I'm not saying I always need everything super loud, but I will always appreciate someone who has just a badass home stereo system. And I'm kind of mad at myself. Do you remember the one I had in my rental?
So you had the towers, the two towers, right?
So I got a killer deal on this. I bought it from some guy, and it was the big old stony stack, like the big one. Like it had the receiver, it had the six disc changer, all that. And then it also came with four stack speakers, and it was glorious. And it was I just
glorious.
It was amazing to me. I will always think that just a nice big home theater system is cool. I will never not like it.
If any of you folk out there are going to go get one, a home stereo, so make sure you do this. Make sure the subwoofer is self-powered. It's a problem these days. They're underpowered subwoofers because you don't plug them into the wall anymore. If you don't plug them into the wall, they ain't getting enough power.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not getting that deep bass. You go to some people's house, you're like, dude, that is an effing... I'm in the movie theater. What is that?
Yeah.
It's their subwoofer that's powered from the wall. So make sure you get one of those. That's just an old Best Buy tip, man. I'm going back to my Best Buy days.
Thanks.
Well,
the only helpful Best Buy person I've ever met right there.
Come on.
Excuse me, do you work here? No, I don't. Well, you're wearing a blue shirt that says Best Buy. Oh, okay.
Come on. Geek Squad killed it, dude.
You got any other things that'll never stop being cool?
Yeah, absolutely. 64 packs of Korans. Never going to stop being cool.
It's so true.
I'm sorry. The 64 pack of Crayola Korans. Get that rose art garbage out of here, dude. Nobody likes those Korans.
With the sharpener built into the box. Dude, forget about it. You were the coolest kid ever. Even as an adult. Like, God. I had to wait for my stimulus check just to buy one. But I tell you what, I got one and I felt awesome.
You better hide your wife because I'm going to steal her with these 64 packs of Korans.
Absolutely. Dude, you want the ladies get the 64 pack.
He's got many Korans?
It's got seven shades of red in there. Are you kidding me?
Didn't they have like 100 and some pack too?
I heard tale.
$300 pack.
I heard tale of the large, the extra large one. It was very rare. Where I went to school, no one could afford it. So, but
a kid shows up, you're like, dude, what are you coloring, man?
He's got lower back problems because it weighs him down so much in his backpack. It's insane. But no, you're absolutely right. That is always cool. Even as an adult, you appreciate that big box. And if there's a sharpener on there, forget it.
Still can't afford them either.
No, God no.
Even as an adult, you look at it, you're like, damn, dude.
The only crayons I can afford is the free ones you get at the restaurant that they give to kids. That's it.
Right.
That's it. I like that. That's a great answer, man. That never stopped being cool. No. We got some great answers on Facebook. 925WIRX. Comment on Facebook. We'll be back in just a few with more of your answers. What never stopped being cool? All right, we'll be back.
Brock and Hunter.
Oh, good morning. 744 Brock Hunter.
Morning.
How you doing? Ace. Folks, it's time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What never stopped being cool? All right? It's never going to stop being cool. It's always going to be cool. Okay?
I think I got another good one here. What? I think you're going to agree with
Neither
me on
one
this
of yours
one.
Have been, other than the crayon one, that's been the only one
Come
that's
on.
Been good. All right, what do you got?
That one was awesome. Maybe ladies out there will disagree, but fireworks, to me, will never be uncool.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
Something about them. I don't care. I'll be 90 years old, and I'll be like, that's pretty cool.
This is so cool. Look at that, man. And God, you imagine fireworks when we're 90?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they getting better, though? I think they've stayed the same for a long time.
I think they're getting better. I mean, what sucks is you're not able to get, like, the really, like cherry bombs and stuff like that. But I think the big ones are getting better.
Now, you know what? I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I think they're getting worse because all the Karens out there are yelling, ah, they're dangerous. Like cherry bombs. Where are the cherry bombs?
Yeah,
gone.
That's what I mean. Can't like the little ones like that, but that's smart. What I'm saying is like the big, like the mortars and everything. I think you can get
like the shows you're saying. You're saying the shows.
Yeah, little individual ones that you use to throw underneath your buddy's chair when he's not paying attention at the barbecue. Right. Those aren't as good as they used to be, but you can still find decent ones. You can still find decent ones.
Regardless, they're still cool.
Still cool. God, I love it. And then when one of the tubes tips over and shoots at the group, it's great.
And hits the country guy in the balls. Sorry, Matt.
Hit him in the thigh.
Hey, that wasn't us, though.
Hit him in the thigh. Don't be such a pussy. we got some great answers on Facebook. Matt said classic rock, American muscle cars, cheeseburgers, girls in cutoff shorts. Amen, brother. Aren't those four things on the Declaration of Independence? I think they are.
He hit four in a row right there. Man. Those are all great ones, man.
Yeah. Muscle cars. I mean, all of them are great, but muscle cars, dude. Even to this day, I've seen a million muscle cars. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see one, I have to point it out to Kiki. And I had to say, ooh, look at that.
Oh, check that out.
Look at that. Even if it's not in that good a shape, I'm like, oh, look at that, man. Yeah.
She's like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's a Chevelle.
Yeah.
That's a Chevelle.
Look at that El Camino over there. And then you'll see like that one guy in town that's got that super bird. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, what? I'm like, oh. Yeah. Literally get an erection when I see it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. All good answers.
Ooh. And all the women. Ooh, look at that Sunfire.
Oh my God. I love that Miata. That Miata is so cool. What? That's it. We're getting divorced. Gotti had a good one. What'll never stop being cool? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Absolutely.
That might be the best one.
Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
It's my childhood.
Well, they're just cool, man. They're teenage mutant ninja. Those are all four things I wanted to be when I was younger. You know?
And here's the thing, too, is with those action figures when you were a kid, like they were expensive. So you'd get one of the characters on Christmas, and then you had to wait till, your birthday. Then you go to your rich buddy's house who had the whole collection. You remember that?
Yeah.
You walk into his basement, you're like, oh my God, this is, he's got the whole collection.
He had the full setup, like he had like the sewer system set up and he had the van that shot the pizzas out. And
he's even got the Technodrome, dude. Look at that.
This is unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Probably my favorite little action figures from back in the day.
Oh, for sure.
The Ninja Turtles are badass.
For sure. Let's see. Roger said World War II fighter planes. Yeah, I like that. That's a good answer.
Oh, yeah. It's a great answer.
P-51
Mustang.
Yeah. Whenever you see one, too, like actually flying, like, damn, dude. The fact that they're out there buzzing around, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. TJ said laser discs. I don't know if TJ got the memo.
I don't think those were cool to begin with. That's why they only lasted a few weeks.
Hey, do you like Bruce Lee? I got his whole series on laser disc.
They might be worth something now because they're so rare.
Yeah.
No,
they're not worth a damn thing. All right. That's like, oh, you have laser discs? Okay. You don't have anything to play them on. All right. That's good. Blake said the original Super Smash Bros. Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
What's the OG one? Was that Super Nintendo?
I don't know. I wasn't I never had that. So
I started playing it when it came on GameCube. Me and my buddies used to play it all the time.
That weird-ass GameCube system, man. Yeah. So it was what was that color? Like, it was like a purple-blue or whatever.
It was purple and gray.
let's see. Robert said money. Yeah, money will never stop being cool. Elijah.
Finding money. How about that? Finding money on the ground.
Even better. That will always be cool. Like, yes! Dude, I found a dollar. Elijah said fanny packs. They're starting to come back around. I'm starting to appreciate them. I don't think younger me, like 20-year-old Brock, would ever be caught dead wearing a fanny pack. But now, the age I'm at, I'm like, it's pretty handy.
They are coming back. You know, for women especially. Women starting to wear them again.
Yeah.
My wife wears one when she runs, I think. Keep her stuff in.
Kiki loves taking her fanny pack. Like, if we go, like, to a festival or when we could or anything like that or camping, she's fanny packed up all the time.
Very useful. Very useful. It's too bad that, people kind of shunned him.
Yeah. I think it was the outfit altogether. You know, it is the acid wash jeans, the high top shoes, like a little bit oversized, like tie dye shirt, and then the fanny pack. Like that's, you know.
You know, fanny pack's good. It's a good FUPA cover. You know, if you're rocking the FUPA, it kind of hides it a little bit.
What? See, I rock the fanny pack in the back over the fanny.
Oh, you're like the crisscross.
That way it doesn't get in the way when I'm doing all my activities. You know, I don't have a fanny pack in the way. You got to be able to switch it real quick. Let's see. A couple people said Captain Planet. Never stop being cool.
I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Earth, wind, water, that's the one with... Yeah, okay.
Actually, you know what? Someone did a side-by-side, and it's pretty funny. They showed the kids from Magic School Bus, and then the kids from... It's literally the same kind of kids. You have a redhead, you have a Native American, you have a blonde, you have...
It's the template. It's perfect.
And then you're good to go. Yeah, good to go. We'll end with Jeff Streets, our buddy Jeff from Boss. He said, I feel like hot dog water can be the answer to a lot of your questions. Jeff, I don't think you caught the point of this one. I don't.
Right. Hot dog water. Ugh.
It's so descriptive.
That was never cool.
It's so descriptive. No, never once. I'm like, God, this smells good. It smells like hot dog water. I mean,
what?
Why does it smell like hot dog water in here? Why? You know, I remember that actually it brings it. You know why I will never say that? It's because when I was a tour guide at a cave, all right, I was a tour guide at a cave for a summer and it was fantastic. But we used to sell hot dogs at the concession stand. So what you do is you'd have all these people go explore, eat their lunch, and then be burping up hot dogs.
Hot dogs in the
tight cave.
Caves,
huh? Dude, it was horrible. It was god awful. Yeah.
Foot long. Who got the foot long?
Get your foot long. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.